Welcome to the Columbia River Gorge, one of the most dramatic geological features in North America. This 80-mile canyon cuts straight through the Cascade Mountains, with walls rising up to 4,000 feet. It's the only sea-level route connecting the Pacific Northwest's inland valleys to the ocean, and it tells an epic story of volcanic violence and catastrophic floods. The gorge's formation began millions of years ago, but what really shaped it were the largest volcanic eruptions in Earth's recent history. Between 17 and 12 million years ago, massive volcanic fissures in eastern Oregon and Washington released molten lava that flowed across 64,000 square miles. Some flows traveled 400 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. That lava created the smooth Columbia Plateau and those distinctive hexagonal basalt columns you see in the gorge walls today. But here's the most dramatic part. The final carving happened during the Missoula floods, about 15,000 to 19,000 years ago. A massive glacial lake in Montana called Lake Missoula repeatedly burst its ice dam. These weren't just floods. They were catastrophic torrents carrying more water than all of Earth's current rivers combined. This happened about 40 times over 2,500 years, each flood scouring out these steep canyon walls. For over 13,000 years, Native American peoples have lived here, drawn by the incredible salmon runs. The gorge was one of North America's most important trading centers. During peak season, the waterfalls literally turned silver with fish. The Yakima and Umatilla peoples controlled the upper Columbia, while Chinookan speakers, the Wasco and Wishram, dominated the area around the Dalles. The abundance was extraordinary. Native Americans developed sophisticated techniques for catching, processing, and preserving salmon that sustained their communities year-round. At Celilo Falls, tribes from across the region gathered to trade goods, share stories, and maintain cultural connections. In October 1805, Lewis and Clark spent 37 days navigating the treacherous Columbia River Gorge on their way to the Pacific. Captain Clark wrote about the high mountains on each side and documented the massive waterfalls and dangerous rapids they encountered. But they also experienced remarkable hospitality from the Wasco and Wishram peoples. The modern era brought massive change. Bonneville Dam, completed in 1938, forever altered the river. It flooded the thundering Celilo Falls, one of the most sacred Native American fishing sites, forcing the relocation of entire communities. Later dams transformed the wild Columbia into a series of lakes, enabling hydroelectric power, but fundamentally changing the ecosystem that had sustained indigenous peoples for millennia. Today, the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area protects this remarkable landscape. With over 90 waterfalls on the Oregon side alone, including the famous Multnomah Falls, the gorge continues to inspire millions of visitors. Standing here, you're witnessing the intersection of geological power and human history, a place where volcanic fire, catastrophic floods, and thousands of years of Native American heritage created one of the Pacific Northwest's most iconic landscapes.